The best mix, 98.3 The Coast, and the best mix in the morning show with your daily dish for Monday. Sharon Osbourne did her first interview since leaving The Talk from CBS last month. She left over an on-air disagreement with co-host Cheryl Underwood after Sharon defended her friend, British journalist Piers Morgan, over his criticism of Meghan Markle following her interview with Oprah Winfrey. Friday on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Sharon said, quote, "It's not fair because it isn't about being a racist. It's about maybe not knowing what is correct and woke for your language that day because it changes from day to day," she says. "I've been called so many things in my life and I'm used to being called names, but a racist is not one I will take." Sharon, who was reportedly given a $10 million payout, added, "I'm going to be just fine. I'm fine. I'm a fighter and I'm fine." But she did question Prince Harry's own feelings about race and privilege, saying, quote, "You know when they say with white privilege, right there with Harry, he's the poster boy. He sits there and says daddy cut him off, so he's not on the wages anymore, and he was boo-hooing about it. You can't feel empathy for that because you are a healthy, bright, educated young man. You can go do whatever you want. Your life is your own," she says. Massimo Giannulli is a free man. The fashion designer, who was convicted for his role in the college admissions scandal, has completed his five-month sentence. Massimo was released from a federal prison in California earlier this month and was able to complete the remainder of his sentence at home. Massimo's wife, Lori Loughlin, served 2 months in prison before being released in December. The couple pleaded guilty in May to paying $500,000 to get their two daughters into the University of Southern California as crew recruits, even though they never participated in the sport. And Matthew McConaughey has a real shot at becoming the next governor of Texas. In a new poll by the Dallas Morning News and the University of Texas Tyler, 45% of the registered voters surveyed said they'd vote for the actor. Meanwhile, only 33% said they'd support incumbent Governor Greg Abbott. McConaughey recently said he'd consider running for office and added that it would be up to the people on whether he did or not. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.